Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Come on and just give God praise wherever you are this morning. Isn't he worthy? Isn't God worthy for giving you another day, giving me another day? Let's just begin to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to victory, empowerment, and success in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and I welcome everyone who is tuned in with me right now. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is steps 2 and 3 of 4 steps to transformation. Steps 2 and 3 of 4 steps to transformation, as we dealt with step 1 on yesterday. And we are in the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me to both podcasts live, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire. You can tune in with me online from my website, rossi.org, or call in to 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights, including tonight, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions and comments on air, and there is no topic off limits as we rightly divide the word of truth, you can tune in from that same website, rossi.org, or calling that same number, 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you follow the podcast so the recording can be text straight to your cell phone. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information, the ability to contact me with your prayer requests, your testimonies, to donate to the ministry and see my upcoming itinerary, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S, as in Sam, I.O-R-G. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, reading from the KJV. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord for his word. Come on, give God praise wherever you are. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Steps 2 and 3 of 4 steps to transformation. Steps 2 and 3. Now, on yesterday, I dealt with step 1, which is that you have to first want and acknowledge that change needs to take place. That was a powerful teaching, and if you missed it, you can hear it on my ministry website, rossi.org, and that's another reason for you to follow, because when you receive the text messages, you can listen to them at any time during the day or even go back later in the week and listen to them. Today, we're going to deal with steps 2 and 3. So let's do step 2. Everybody say step 2. Plan out the actual strategy of how you will make that change take place under the divine guidance of the Lord. Listen to that again. You must plan out the actual steps that you will take to bring about that desired transformation or change. So many times as Christians, people are quick to just name it and claim it, you know, to just speak it out and to say, by faith I claim it, by faith I declare it, by faith I receive it. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because we must operate in faith. But what happens, or the issue here, is when you only name it and claim it, but you don't do the work that is required to evidence your faith. You see, faith is not just what you say. Faith is also what you do to evidence that you have it. In James chapter 2, verse 17, the Bible lets us know that faith without works is what? Dead. Faith without works is dead. So if you say you have the faith, then the conduct that is requisite with that should be in evidence. If you say you're believing, for example, that the transformation you need is to control your temper, then we should see you actively planning out what you're going to do to make sure that you temper what you say. Are you going to count to 10 before you speak? Are you going to make sure that before you speak, you think about the effects of that on the other person? If you are, for example, saying that the transformation that needs to occur is in your finances, then have you actually made a budget? I mean, a real budget. That's something I had to do recently. Did you make a budget, and are you complying to that budget? If you're trying to lose weight, okay, it's more than buying a gym membership. Do you actually go to the gym? And if you can't afford a gym membership, are you exercising at home? Are you out walking? What are the things that you are doing to exercise that? So to deal with planning out the actual strategies, you're really going to have to take some time, sit yourself down, pray about it, right? God, what is it that you want me to do to be able to reach this? What is it that I can truly commit to, and write that thing out? In the book of Habakkuk, that's in the Old Testament, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, the Lord answered the prophet and said, write the vision. Write it down. Write down your goals and make it plain upon tables so that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Glory, it will not tarry. So you're going to have to sit down with yourself. And I say with yourself because you need to be able to confer with yourself. You've already acknowledged that change needs to take place. You've already acknowledged in step 1 that you want the change. Now, you really got to sit down and put yourself under the subjection of the Holy Spirit of God. You really got to take some quiet time. You got to sit down and you got to talk to the Lord. And you have to say, Lord, what do I need to do to get there? I know what I want. I can see what you've told me to do, but how do I get there? For example, maybe God has told you to go out into full-time ministry. But I'm sure you know there are a lot of people who have started churches that they've had to finance for 5 years because they didn't actually plan out how to go into full-time ministry. They only have the same 3 members that they started with 5 years ago because they didn't plan out how to grow a church. Isn't this good teaching? In September, I bought a Maserati. This is something I've wanted for quite a while, and the Lord blessed me to do that, and September was my birthday. But do you know that just to get the maintenance done on the Maserati, it runs anywhere from, you know, $1,500 to $3,000 to get the annual maintenance. Your oil change at Maserati may run you about $400 or $500. Brakes, $3,000, because every time they change the brakes, they want to change the rotors. And if you get the factory, you know, the Maserati brakes and rotors, they'll last for a good 1 or 2 years. So, see, it's not just, oh, I got to buy the Maserati, right? And the payment for a Maserati, but the insurance for a Maserati is higher. The maintenance is higher. Do you understand now what I mean about you must plan out how you're going to do it? So in planning to buy the Maserati, I also had to look at my budget to see could I afford the maintenance, because the car I had was a Mercedes and the maintenance was high. But guess what? A Maserati is even higher. And you may be planning to buy a new home. Have you planned out for the new furniture? Because you know when you buy a new home, you want new furniture. Have you planned out the association fees? How are you going to pay the taxes? This is not saying that you can't do it. I'm trying to teach you how you can do it and not lose it. So step two is what? Plan out the actual strategy of how you will bring that change into effect under the divine guidance of God. Because as I taught you yesterday, God wants you to have the best. He wants you to have better in your life every day, meaning that this day, every day, is always better than what you lived, what you had, what you received, and what you were able to give out on the day before. God doesn't want you to go out and get the blessing and lose it, to get the money and then go into bankruptcy, to get the husband or wife and then go into divorce, to establish a great relationship with your children, only the next day to be in abuse. God wants you every day to live in victory. This is why on Daily Fire, we empower you through the word. Isn't this good teaching? Now, step three, because we don't have but 15 minutes, and tomorrow we'll deal with step four. Step three, everyone say step three. Consistently, and that is the key word, put your plan into action, making modification when necessary. Consistently. See, a lot of us are very good out the gate. You know how you have the horses racing or the dogs racing, and every one of them out the gate, they're all running so fast, you have no knowledge of who's going to win. Sometimes even the front runner or the favorite doesn't seem like he is going to pull forward, but then you begin to see some of them do what? They begin to slow down and sputter out. This is the mistake we make, brothers and sisters, with our plans and our goals. We're coming up to a new year in a few months. Guess what will happen? Everybody will have a New Year's resolution. Everyone will have a New Year's affirmation, whatever you want to call it. But by the end of February, you will no longer be doing what you set out to do. That is the reason that instead of transformation, you only have a few changes. That is the reason that you have, you know, moving forward, 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. That is the reason that you are no better off in 2020 than you were in 2019, than you were in 2018. Why? Because you never really commit to consistently putting the change in effect to be the transformation of whom God has shown you you can be. Now, we got to get ready to go into prayer. But as we do, I just want to remind you right quickly of a few other scriptures. In the book of Philippians 2, verse 12, God says, work out your own soul salvation in fear and trembling. You see, it's a continual work. It's not something you do when you stop. Working out progress, working out transformation, working out soul salvation, it is a continuous work, right? So that you can be the head and not the tail. And you must also, as part of that, understand that you should be ever learning. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, the Lord says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You must be willing to be taught. You must be willing to learn. You must be willing to seek out godly and successful mentors. Because you can have a godly mentor who's not accomplished anything naturally. You could have a pastor who's always in his or her own, in the midst of his or her own drama and flaws. So you need to seek out not only godly mentors, but successful mentors, people who have transformed their own lives under the power of the Lord. And finally, Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get an understanding. You got to have more than book knowledge. You got to have some street sense, some hard knocks knowledge. And this is part of the transformation process. Isn't this good word? Now we're going to get ready to go into prayer and make sure you follow, because then you'll receive this teaching via text at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you'll be able to go back and re-listen to it and get those scriptures if you didn't get them. Everybody say, I will transform myself through the anointing of God. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Father, we praise you, and Lord, we just thank you. Lord, this is some powerful word on Daily Fire, and it is taking us into everlasting transformation, Father. Everlasting success, everlasting victory. We are being empowered not to change just for a moment, just for a day, just for a week, but for the rest of our lives, Father. So that we will not be conformed to this world, as we read in Romans 12, 1 through 2, but that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Father, we've already decided that we need the change, that we want change. Father, that we acknowledge change needs to take place in us. So today, Lord, we are committing to planning out the actual steps of how the transformation will take place under your guidance, under your leadership. We're going to sit down with ourselves, and we're going to write the vision. We're going to make it plain upon table so that we can run with it, because the promises that you've given us, they will come and will not tarry. If we will do what you said to do, Father, we are going to exercise our faith with the works necessary, glory, to bring our victory into fruition. Lord, we are more than conquerors in you. We are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We receive the best that you have. We refuse to settle for less, to settle for inadequacy, to settle for living beneath the destiny and the purpose of you. Hallelujah. And Father, we will consistently put this plan into action. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them, heal them, deliver, save, Father, sanctify and set free, move by your Spirit in ways that only you can do, Father, with the anointing that only you have within the jurisdiction of our lives. Father, we say hallelujah, 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 glory, glory, glory. Our best days are yet to come. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, and so be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify him as I give the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. Just praise him. Praise him for your transformation. For those of you who are unsaved, those who are backslidden, and those who are now ready to live your best life, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I want the transformation, that I need the transformation, that I acknowledge the transformation, that I will plan out the actual steps to bring about the transformation under your guidance, and that I will consistently, daily, put the plan into action and modify the steps as needed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, everyone, to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in church. Make sure you go to your leaders. Let them know that you are now saved or rededicated. Get plugged into ministry. Go to Bible study. Go to Sunday school. Go to church. And make sure you tune in to get your spirit filled and fed each day with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And don't forget to tune in with me tonight for Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. I have a hot topic for you, and you don't want to miss it. It's some grown folks real talk. All right? Our topic for today's Daily Fire is steps 2 and 3 of 4 steps to transformation. Your task for today is to sit down at some point, turn off the television, social media, and everything else, and write out what you need to do to get to where you're going to go. And you put that plan into effect. If you're married, you need to sit down with your spouse as well. If you have children in the household, include them. Include them, because you want to transform the whole household, right? All right? I will see you tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on Grown Folks Real Talk Bible Study. You don't have to be who you were. Transformation is here for you. Visit rossi.org. I'll see you tonight. God has better for you.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.